It's 7:19 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Sports time with Ted Woodward, Ted.
Let's start out with a little football, and we check in with the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the game on Saturday night, the very first play of the game, their new wide receiver, Hollywood Brown, made a catch and got hurt. Let's get an update from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, audio from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hollywood, they were able to get the joint back into place without surgery, which is a positive. And then we'll just see on the recovery. He's back in Kansas City now. He stayed over in Jacksonville till they got that thing situated.
All right. So, he's basically his clavicle got out of joint. But the good news is it's not a surgery deal. I think it's just a thing that just has to heal a little bit. That's a much better option than being out of the year, out of the
clavicle. Where is that? Is that behind your shoulder?
It's up on that area, yeah.
And how did that happen?
Well, it was one of those weird things. You just landed weird.
I guess. Yeah.
But at least it's not it doesn't appear to be a surgery type deal. Once again, we'll talk football.
Sure.
1 hour from now with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we do every weekday morning at 8:15 from training camp. And that is right here with Steve and Ted. So make sure you hear it. 8:15, we'll talk some more Chiefs with Mitch. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals lose 8-3 at Minnesota last night. Ugh. The Royals have lost 17 of their last 19 road games at Minnesota. Cannot win at Target Field. I'll try again tonight. Royals and the Twins, 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Interesting pitching matchup. Starting pitcher for the Twins is Zebby Matthews. Just a few weeks ago, he was pitching for the Wichita Wind Surge. Now he'll make his major league debut tonight against the Royals. Royals starting pitcher is Seth Lugo, a guy that leads the major leagues with 13 wins on the season. Right now, the Royals have a two-game lead for a wildcard spot in the American League. Royals Twins tonight. Some other major league action yesterday. The Cincinnati Reds at home hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. What a night for the leadoff hitter for the Reds. The second baseman, the former Wichita Wind Surge star, Spencer Steer. He hit a two-run home run early in the game. And then his next time up,
Steer rocks it to left center. Fan going way back. Gone again! A two-tater day for Steer. First career multi-home run game for Spencer Steer.
And another heater out over the plate. Spence has such a good, solid, compact, level swing. Ball's elevated. All he does is just touch it, and the celebration is on.
Two-run home run and a three-run home run. Reds beat the Cardinals 6-1 as Spear drove in five of the six runs. He's tied for seventh in the National League with 72 runs driven in. His first career multi-home run game in the major leagues. Back-to-back wins for the Reds. College football, the Associated Press preseason poll is out. Kansas State Wildcats are ranked number 18 in the nation preseason. Kansas Jayhawks ranked number 22 in the nation preseason. First preseason rank for the Jayhawks in 15 years. K-State is in the preseason poll for the sixth straight year. And this is the first time that both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats are in the same preseason poll in 28 years. We're just 2 weeks away from the college football season. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge at home tonight, 7:05 at Riverfront Stadium, hosting Arkansas. It's a home week for Wichita, so it's six games in the next 6 days for Wichita downtown. Only three home weeks left in the season for the Wind Surge. We're going for their third win in a row tonight. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it in for house call for health, adjusting your kids' back-to-school sleep time. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.